Chewbacca or Peter Pan?
Ooh.
Chewbacca versus Peter Pan.
Yeah. Mm.
Where are they fighting? Is it Robin Williams Peter Pan or no, is
animated.
It cartoon?
Animated? Okay. A cartoon Peter Pan.
Okay.
Versus a bowcaster equipped Chewbacca.
I gotta give it to Chewbacca because Peter Pan doesn't kill anyone except for a Hook, but that's kind of the crocodile more than it's him. Yeah.
Is it Chewbacca pre-metal or post-metal?
Wartime Baca?
Well, I just feel like they gave him this metal, and now he has more reformed confidence.
Mm-hmm. No, I think pre-metal.
Pre-metal. So yeah. Is he the Chewbacca from Force Awakens where he's like crying about his shoulder being messed up?
I don't remember that.
No.
Oh, is that when the nurse is like macking on him?
Yeah.
I think he's like trying to get sympathy points with the nurse. He's mm-hmm. being all like,
yeah.
Oh, but look at my poor shoulder. And she's mm-hmm. like, yeah, I know it hurts.
I thought there was some romantic chemistry there.
That makes sense. I mean, she's the one that gives him the medal in the last movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for no reason. It's just like, where did you get the romance?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think that is a little developed plot that the sequel trilogy just dropped, you know? When does Chewbacca get dirty?
I bet you he's cleaning up, man. Everyone fucking loves Chewbacca.
Yeah, Chewbacca's the best.
Yeah, like big-ass tall dude with all that luscious hair.
Yeah. I wonder what kind of, like, product
the
guy uses.
Yeah, dude, like, his
you know,
showers or baths must take forever.
It's usually, like, very, like, combed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He's got some sheen matted to it.
Yeah.
Anyways, Peter Pan would die.
Probably, yeah. I mean, like, Peter Pan's flying around. Chewbacca's just like...
Yeah.
You never know.
I mean, there's no way Peter Pan would win any of that. Maybe if it was Peter Pan versus Wicket the Ewok, Peter Pan would win.
I would take Wicket the Ewok over Chewbacca.
I don't know about all that.
I don't know.
They're pretty savage, let's be real.
When is a Ewok ripped your arms off for beating them? And
they're sneaky. They move in packs. They're like velociraptors.
they
you're looking
Chewbacca
at one Ewok.
Like,
and there's, I mean, 10 to your left.
Yeah. The reason they got caught was Chewbacca, right? He saw the thing and was going after it, and then he was like, no, it's a trap, and then they got caught in the net, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, because, yeah, Chewbacca went and ran after
for the food, the meat, hanging from the tree.
Yeah. He's a hungry boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, welcome to Script Prompt 2. Where Polly, Chatty, and myself,
Sammy,
sit around and come up with an original movie idea by drawing some prompts from a cup based on this digital die that we roll.
That's sweet. It. Let's get going. It's Sam's turn. He's
going to roll. It is Sammy's turn.
All right. You ready to roll?
I'm ready to roll. Four.
Foul.
Four.
Four.
Squatch right. Draw. Four.
Let's do it.
Can all right. It? I'm getting up.
Slipping by the microphone. The problem is I set up this very comfortable recording couch, and Sam almost falls asleep over there while we're
doing
it.
I got a little comfy nook in this couch. And, he's
cuddling up with my cat. And
oh, you got these like 2-foot pillows here that are just like, they're just like wrapping around me. Yeah. And it's like, it's,
I feel like I'm
time
in a womb. Okay, you guys ready?
Draw those prompts.
I'm not. Uno. Look, I'm shuffling.
Pick those prompts, damn it.
Here we go. A veterinarian.
Ooh, okay.
That is a character.
A character. Veterinarian.
Veterinarian.
A television studio.
All right.
Ooh, that's fun. That's a setting.
Genre is espionage.
Ooh.
Ooh. Spanish. All right.
Hold on, guys. Let me get you a little ASMR shuffling here.
Ooh, I can feel it.
Yeah.
Right. It makes me tingle.
Here we go.
Let's get the piece of paper, man.
A setting of a basement.
All right.
Cool.
So we got a basement, a TV studio. But we got a veterinarian doing some Spanish. Espionage.
Espanolianage.
Espanolianage.
Paul was trying to read upside down. He got confused.
So, right, I mean, yeah.
What's your first thoughts, y'alls?
When I think, when I think of spy and vet, there's that cliche of, like, the underground, like, spy going to a vet to get their wounds treated.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know?
Like, that's their doctor. They use a vet because they can't go to an actual hospital.
Well, like, so, they had, because if you go into a hospital with gunshot wounds, they're asking all these questions. So there's this, you know, shitty vet that does it. I mean, it's pretty cliche, but I think it's, you know, it's kind of what we're doing here.
Yeah.
What if the veterinarian was the spy, like, solving crimes? Like, a pet detective.
It's too bad you didn't draw character cat.
Character Ace Ventura.
I could see a previous spy, or a spy that is a vet in their day job. Like, that's their cover, right? And then I'm just having, like, flashes of the Americans, where they have this whole, like, life where they're, like, where they're, like, travel agents, but they're also spies for Russia.
Mm-hmm.
If you had, like, and it, I mean, it's espionage, but it doesn't really say what they're spying for. So, you know, back to my my obsession with aliens. We got some reptilian humanoid spies, you know, who work as vets because, you know, they're lizards.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And, you know, and maybe they all hang out in the basement and, like,
so this is a get high
together. Obviously.
What if it's an animal movie?
Like Zootopia?
I don't know what that is.
Oh my God.
Are they detectives?
They're police officers.
Police officer.
Oh, so they're pigs.
No, she's a rabbit. She's the first rabbit cop. And then the fox is like a sly criminal, and they team up to solve the crime.
It's a weird, it's like a muddled allegory for racism.
Here are my thoughts. I'm thinking this, like, undercover spy is like an actual doctor, and they put him out in the field as a vet for their cover, and some, you know, shitty reality TV show, you think like one of the housewives shows, right? Where it's like we're following them, they go to take in their shitty little dog, and it accidentally gets the vet on TV, and then another spy figures out, oh shit, this is the guy we've been looking for, and then the spy goes after him, all because he was on this TV show or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe a slightly more, I mean, serious take on this than my previous alien pitch, which I'm still I'm still down for if you want to go that route. But and kind of going a little bit with that.
Yeah.
Like, there's a spy who his cover is being a vet, and then some sort of criminal who he's spying on is using them for that cliche, like, clandestine doctor service. And then somehow they get into some weird, like, mystery trying to solve it together, even though one of them is the spy and the other one is the criminal.
Okay.
And I'm thinking comedy in that too, like espionage comedy. Okay. Just put them in this weird, like, I mean, it would, I guess, be a espionage buddy film or whatever,
but
in a situation where they're at ends but also working together somehow.
Okay.
Or the spy is an reptilian overlord.
What if, like, it's a vet TV show? Something goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we do have the TV show thing, which I forgot about, but, I mean, you can work that in.
Yeah.
I like when the prompts are all, like, main things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I think it makes it easier for us to kind of section it off. Mm-hmm.
Like, what if it's a vet TV show? It's a weird-ass vet host.
like it's like a vet online show where they're doing like, but he's just really weird. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if he's doing like weird operations?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And what is the, I mean, espionage doesn't necessarily be that there is a real spy. I think like.
It could just be some kind of cover up or.
Well, I mean, it could be. Like rival networks and someone spying on the other one.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
I mean, you could do a whole thing about like how the Patriots were spying on other teams with cameras or whatever, if you wanted to, right? Because I think that like espionage, the conventions are still there, whether or not the person's profession is a spy.
Like, yeah. I think the difference between espionage and like detective is detective crime already happened.
Yeah.
Right? Espionage is like investigating. Gathering information for something.
For something else, yeah.
Yeah, I thought espionage had to deal with international kind of stuff, but...
I don't think so.
I think this,
I mean,
like,
maybe we can look it up.
I think like spy stuff is kind of what you're talking about, but like espionage, when it gets to that level, is like...
I think espionage international is just like what spies do, right?
The practice of spying or using spies.
Yeah,
okay.
So like...
Okay, so it could be...
Any type of, any spying, kind of spying activity. Okay. Just like, I mean, like, realistically, we could make a detective movie that has nothing to do with the police. It's just, like, a writer or an investigator or whatever is being a detective. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing.
Okay.
All right.
What do you think, Sam? Which one of those
Wayne's
wonderful...
World 3. They're in the basement. They got a TV show. They get recruited for espionage.
Yeah, I actually kind of like this. Do Wayne's World 3 and they're spying.
I do think Dana Carvey needs, he is so hilarious.
He is.
Have you watched that Hulu Dana Carvey documentary?
The Too Funny to Fail or something?
Yeah,
like that?
The Dana Carvey Show documentary. It's so funny.
Yeah, I got to.
And then when I went and watched the show, it's not, the show isn't as good as the documentary is. The documentary is just hilarious. I advise you to go see it.
What if it's Wayne's World 3, they're in the basement doing the show, and they start finding all these dead birds, and they're trying to figure out where all these dead birds are coming from, and they find out that this celebrity veterinarian who has a TV show is fixing all these birds and making them into drone spying birds.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
And they crack the case.
Yeah.
And still party.
Birdsaren'treal.com.
Yes.
It's really just a promo for birdsaren'treal.com.
Yeah. It's called
Birds Aren't Real.
I'll let you loop that.
I did want to avoid doing sequels and stuff until we actually draw the card.
Draw the thing.
For that.
Okay.
I know you slipped it in at the last minute last time, and that's fine. But, like, what's the point of having certain cards in there if we're just going to do it willy-nilly and it doesn't matter? Mm-hmm.
Well, we might not get that one for, like, a year, based on how many cards are in there.
Yeah, but I also don't necessarily want to do... I want to do, like, original things. Not,
yeah, okay.
You know.
Well, if you...
well, should we just do that idea, but without
Wayne's without Wayne World? And Earth? We could just have it be, like... like a local cable broadcast, public access. That's what it is. Public access show.
It's about music.
Well, they don't have to be like a music.
It could be like a.
What if they're a detective show, which they try to solve in shitty local crimes?
A conspiracy theory.
Yeah, their conspiracy thing, and they actually
they operate out of the public access TV station.
Yeah.
And they do...
Well, do they need a TV show? Could they just be, like a group of people that hang
that
out
work
in the
there?
Basement?
And they just, like, they notice all these things going on with the
shows? Are you saying the veterinarian has a TV show?
Yeah.
And then, like, behind closed doors, he's...
He's making the birds.
He's making the birds
and
into spying robots.
That... So, are we, we're following the story of, like, some... A couple of dudes that just like work at the TV station and like realize what the veterinarian person is doing.
He's turning all of the animals into robots. So it's starting with birds.
Yeah.
But then they realize, like, dogs are robots.
And, like, squirrels and stuff.
And then everybody's a robot. And this vet is, like...
Like, he's experimenting with the animals before he jumps to humans.
Yeah.
So, like, at one point, he go to, like, tell his boss, like, dude, this he's making, like, robot animals, and his, like, boss's face falls off, and he's a fucking robot underneath.
Yeah. Like, what if they're reporters?
Yeah.
And, you know, somebody comes, like, hey, man, my bird went missing. And they're like, what?
Yeah, that's, like, a really shitty, like, thing, like, assignment they get. It was, like, this guy who has, like, a pigeon coop on his roof or something like that. Yeah.
And he's like, my bird went your missing. Bird? And they're like, yeah, away. How do you get out of the cage? I didn't let him out of the cage. And then they're like, all right.
I like the idea of, you know, exploring the, like, I don't know what the technical term for him, but, like, the people who keep pigeons at home. Like, Mike Tyson is a famous...
pigeon guy?
Pigeonologist.
Yeah.
Pigeon coop guy. But, like, he is, like, super into keeping all of his things on his roof and babying them and stuff. But people do, like, pigeons, and they do, like, doves.
Oology.
And stuff.
Oology.
Oology?
Is a branch of ornithology with studying bird eggs. So,
okay. So, like, an ornithologist studies birds.
Ornithologist studies birds.
I think he's just a vet.
But, no, but, like, the just, like, a regular... The guy that
reports his bird's missing.
Bird is missing.
I was just thinking it was like some burnout.
Oh, just like some weird dude.
Yeah, a bird.
Yeah, like the pigeon lady from from Home Alone too.
I think in like a normal Midwest town,
just dude goes and feeds
and
the
it's
birds.
Like this group of people. They're reporters, but they're like small time reporters.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they want to get their big break.
Yeah,
like every movie like that.
And it's, like, this old man who, like, feeds the birds and, like, his ducks in the park. And he's, like, they're not eating food anymore.
Mm. He's just throwing it, like, eat, damn it.
It's because they're robots.
They're just, like, running into each other, the birds.
Yeah.
All right, I have a question. So, I mean, and maybe this is enough. We're dipping into the espionage with the...
Mm-hmm.
Drone birds and animals.
Yeah.
And the reporters are spying.
And the reporters are spying on them. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes... Okay, so they become spies to figure it out. Oh, okay.
So we're following, like, this small TV station reporting team.
Like a public access news station.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. They got no money.
Yeah.
Barely...
It's almost like a high school news station kind of
thinking they're young.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're, like...
You know who it should be? It should be the three guys from Workaholics. I think they would be perfect for this.
Yeah, like something
Adam
like
Devine
that.
And
the other two.
The other two. Like, just take that dynamic and transplant it over to this.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be funny.
Yeah, so I think it starts off, we introduce them and their situation. And then, like, some burnout dude comes, like, hey, man, my bird went missing. And they're like, what? What? Okay.
Like...
They need to be, like, a bother. Like, this guy comes, all the time and keeps talking about his birds to them.
Well, he's just, like, a burnout. Yeah, he's like, you're crazy. And he's like, how do you get out of the cage? And he's like, you probably opened the cage, man.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I never opened the cage.
It should be 10 left,
unless he wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, he's my best friend.
This guy should be Tim Robbins, and he's going to the Workaholics. Yes.
And he's saying, my parakeet went missing.
Yeah.
He'd never leave. And they blow it off.
Yeah.
But then another person comes in and brings up their bird being missed. It's like, it has to be repetitive enough that they start seeing a trend.
Well, maybe it's not other people, but just like at some point, a bird flies into the window at the cable access thing and falls to the floor. Like, birds fly in the windows. And when they like look at it, it's like there's robot parts in there.
Yeah.
I think that reveal should be later. I don't think that shouldn't be. So, like, we have our catalyst, right? We have this guy coming up and saying, or someone coming up and saying, oh, birds are going missing, right? Yeah. But in order to get them, I don't think what gets them to, like, go all in is revealing that the birds are robots. Okay. That's a later reveal.
Comes, like, way
I think we need to establish an antagonist at this point.
Yeah.
Who they don't like anyway, mm-hmm. and has nefarious intentions for the whole mm-hmm. town. Yeah. They want to spy on everyone, so I think it's the cops.
I thought that the TV vet is the antagonist, no?
Yeah, but I'm trying to define what that is.
Okay.
He's not just a crazy guy just...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I know.
Turning birds into yeah. robots.
I don't know why he has a show and he turns birds into robots. Like, it seems like you would just famous. Do one.
Yeah, like there's, okay. there's like the Animal Planet has a bunch of those like vet shows and like the dude's like
yeah.
specialty is horses or something, or just being out in the wild or something like that. So he's like one of those sexy vet guys. So yeah. he's like handsome Dan kind of vet guy. That no one suspects just because he's, like, pretty. So he has, like, a show just because he's pretty, but he's, like, really using that all as a cover for, like, being a spy. And
he's being hired by the government to...
Yeah, the way...
turn birds into...
He speaks in code on his show to kind of give the reports back, and which is...
yeah.
And they, like the team of the three guys, they can kind of, like, that's a little strange. Like, once they start kind of, like, yeah, looking yeah. into it, they can, like... like, what the fuck did he just say? You know, like, these, like, weird little things that aren't quite, like, American idioms or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you want to define a big bad right now, right? So yeah. Who is he? Who is he working for?
Yeah, I was almost kind of thinking, like, a Hot Fuzz situation where there's, like, they, like, there's the cops are some kind of neighborhood authority.
Yeah.
Just, like, conspiracy of people.
Beyond what they really have authority to do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like so they want to like yeah. have surveillance all over this town. Uh-huh. So they're turning all the animals into robots, everybody's pets into yeah. a robot, so that they can spy on everyone and make sure that, you know, everyone's in check.
And then you have this dynamic where you don't know who isn't compromised, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So like later at a certain point, we can reveal maybe there's like someone at the station that they trust and she double crosses them, yeah. which I think is really essential in that espionage genre.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I think in the beginning, there should be a point person who's pretty sleazy, like kind of how Timothy Dalton is in Hot Fuzz.
Yeah.
So maybe
is this like a red herring, or is he the actual?
I think he'd probably be the main actual
He's he's involved, but he's not.
He's the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. He looks like he's everything, but there's all that other shit underneath, yeah. right?
So maybe he's just the mayor.
The mayor.
Yeah, okay. I think the mayor and is appropriate.
Or he owns. Maybe he's a car salesman, and he's like,
I like mayor. I think that gives a little bit more power to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Control authority. And stuff, yeah.
But or like he's town. Just the comptroller. No authority at all.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
So maybe he's the mayor, it's a small town, so the mayor's like always around.
Yeah.
You know, like in some movies, the mayor's just like.
Yeah, everywhere.
Always everywhere.
Yeah.
And he's just super sleazy, and the kids don't like him.
Yeah. What do you think about Mark Hamill as the sleazy mayor?
Ooh, that's interesting.
I'm not a big Mark Hamill fan.
I know, and I thought about that when
Sure.
Have you watched Brigsby Bear? He plays like a pretty sleazy guy in that. He does a pretty good job.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
My two cents.
Yeah. I was thinking like Bill Pullman or Cary Elwes or something like
that. Yeah. Well, he kind of just did that same role in Stranger Things.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I totally forgot about
him. Yeah, but that same kind of guy.
Yeah.
So I think that the kids don't like them, and we, after Tim Robbins is complaining about his bird, him off, and then they, you know, maybe there's some kind of celebration in the town, and the mayor comes up to the kids, and he doesn't like the kids because maybe they're long-haired, you know, anti-establishment.
Ooh. I just thought of a mayor.
So maybe they're like the mayor's like, nice to see you boys, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but it can show that there's some animosity there and that the mayor just pretty much spills his beans there, like talking about how he wants a town with no crime and getting rid of the filth. And
if we're doing kind of like a comedy like thing,
I
kind of think maybe Seth MacFarlane as the mayor, he can do like a good slick bad guy kind of thing. Because he always kind of plays like the opposite, like a good guy. But if you throw him in there as that kind of like a more evil role, I think he can kind of really get into that.
Yeah.
Fake mustache and
just a twirling mustache guy.
Yeah, slightly whiplash with the little handlebars.
So I think that should happen. The mayor kind of presents himself as the antagonist, states his mission, and the kids are like, you know, fuck that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at that point, then they're back at the reporter place.
So where are they seeing the mayor at?
I think like some kind of town fair.
So maybe they leave the bird story and go to this town fair to report on it.
Okay. Yeah.
Or they're just there because they live in the town. Yeah. And then that happens. And maybe we meet some more characters in the town who are part of this conspiracy. So we get a feel of what's going on.
I kind of feel like this needs to be like an ensemble cast kind of thing. Yeah, there's going to be just a lot of just weird and crazy characters out there, you know. But like as big as a Wes Anderson movie, but not a Wes Anderson movie. You know?
I think if we're establishing main characters, then I think that there should be someone at the TV station that is a double agent, like I talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we want to make that like a one of them thinks it's a love interest or something like that, that can play
in. It makes sense, especially with the three dudes.
Yeah.
We're doing three dudes.
Maybe they're kind of internally fighting over it too. So it's creating some tension between them. And then she turns out to be a...
She's a robot.
She's a robot. I love it. Yeah,
like her face melts off and she's a robot. And then that could be the action scene. They gotta escape this robot.
Well, because she just goes like crazy at some point and like, or they do something where it messes her up and like she goes like all like Nebula from Guardians of the Galaxy and her face is all like, and then she like starts attacking people. Like full on Terminator for the last half. I mean, that's the inevitable conclusion where you're like men versus machine. Terminator, right?
But yeah, so I think they go to the fair, they come back, maybe they get another lead, and I think, you know, if we're 25 minutes into the movie at this point, I think maybe we should start to have them be like, okay, something's up. And then we get introduced to the vet and he's totally crazy. And they're like, and they are like, I think something's up. Or maybe they go to the vet and they're like, we're doing a story because all the birds are acting really weird. So maybe they're at the park, see Tim Robbins, and he's got his bird. And he's like, hey, man, you found your bird. And he's like, yeah, it's great. It's awesome. And then the bird like talks. And he's like, hey, bird, say say what you always say. And the bird clearly says it in a robot voice. And then Tim Robbins is like, isn't that great? And he's just too freaking stoned.
That's too human.
To even know. But the kids are like, and then they look around and they see like somebody trying to feed the ducks. And they're like, eat. And they're not eating. And just running into each other. And then they just see an owl going like, whoo, whoo.
It's like laying on the ground.
Before they came back later and just, it's laying on the ground. And it's just like, hey. And all the animals are just acting completely obscene.
Yeah, because they're a film crew, right? So they have, like, footage of it. They go take it to the vet because they know them from the TV station. They're like, hey, take a look at this. What's going on with the birds?
Yeah. It'd be funny if, it was, like, one of the dudes was the camera guy. Mm-hmm. One was the boom guy. And the other one was, like, the on-camera talent.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the girl is just, I guess, hanging out.
And she could be like the producer or something.
Yeah,
like
she's
that.
Doing something too. Yeah. And then, so they could do stuff where they're reporting.
What if she does her own show, like separate? Like she has like just some other show on the.
Some other, like, so she's not. She's got like a science show.
I was thinking she's the love interest, so like.
What's the same? I wasn't thinking
she was
like.
To spy on them.
So she would be with them all the time.
Oh, she's like the intern. They get an intern from the college and she just.
Yeah.
I was thinking along the lines of she's on another show on the network. But then when everything starts going weird, they get her involved and she starts spending more time with them instead of them working on the same show. But I don't think it really matters. I think it's
I like that she's always there because the whole point of this is to spy on people. So if the mayor's already suspicious of them.
Yeah.
He'd obviously want a plant.
Yeah. So maybe, like, they get interns or yeah. someone from the college, like, every semester, because apparently working for them counts for college credit. So, yeah. like, they're always getting, like, new people coming in. This is just a new one for the spring season or whatever.
And they don't mm-hmm. think anything
of yeah, it. Yeah, they don't think of anything of it because it just, this happens all the time. Someone yeah. takes their... producing
yeah whatever. And she's charming, so they don't think.
Yeah yeah, yeah. Who, and they're always just trying to hit on them because, like, they're the three
yeah.
dudes
and they love it.
Yeah. You think it should be like Selena Gomez? No, I don't know any people.
I think
whoever.
That's,
yeah,
I that's think fine. Selena right Gomez is fine. Idea. I was thinking, like, head of the TV station would be like Charlize Theron. Like, they all bang the intern that comes every semester. They but all like do. They really pine after Charlize because she's like a goddess and runs the station for them.
All right, I think we're getting distracted.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody's gonna bang anybody.
No, they want to.
I mean, they want to, but
you
haven't
watched any of these that movie where they basically do a Die Hard with the three guys from Workaholics. They're always trying to bang someone.
I'm not big fans of theirs, so I have, like, seen none of their stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I don't. I mean, if we're talking, especially if we're talking about them being younger, they're in their mid-30s, like, they're not.
But if they're getting, like, college students, then
I mean, I think
they're sleazy like that.
I think the dynamic could work if yeah. you're open to it.
Something not, similar
then,
to that.
Then,
yeah.
Then.
But anyway, let's get the plot nailed down before we
yeah.
cast people who might not even be in the plot.
Well, I don't know about that. We were talking about an established...
Yeah.
All right, so to recap, three dudes, they run this really low-budget town... television news program.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
They have no funds, but they're after the pursuit of the truth. It's a small Midwestern town. It is run by a mayor who kind of like an old-fashioned 50s type Leave It to Beaver kind of mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to clean up the town and get all the riffraff and the long hairs and mm-hmm. the
crusty weed smokers jugglers.
And all that out of town. So Tim Robbins shows up and says that his bird is missing and wants them to do a report on it. And they decline because Tim Robbins is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Big burnout. And then they go to a town event. They meet the mayor. The mayor kind of says how he wants to clean up the town and how crime and all this is awful. They meet a couple other people there. Or they already know them, but we're, as viewers, introduced to them.
Yeah.
And then they go to the park to hang out. And they see Tim Robbins has his bird back. But it's clearly a robot. But Tim Robbins doesn't realize. And then they look around the park and all the... animals there are acting completely crazy. So they're like, I think something's up here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then they go to the vet who has a television show of his own. He's kind of a celebrity in the town. And he's a weird guy. And when they're talking to him about this bird situation, they're like, hey, we're doing a report on the birds. They're all acting very weird. He's trying to shut them down, but being very strange.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have we casted the vet yet?
We haven't.
No.
I was thinking Glenn Howerton from sure. It's Always Sunny.
Yeah.
I think he'd be he's a okay. charismatic but really weird
yeah.
okay. like, type of character.
So Glenn yeah. Howerton, the vet, is you know, like, oh, well, you know, well, what's wrong with the birds?
yeah.
he's just... Yeah. And then maybe we're cutting, like, clips in of his TV show throughout, you know, mm-hmm. and he's even, like, is blatantly saying, like, oh, we got people worried about the birds, but let me assure you, yeah, the birds are fine. They're absolutely fine. The birds
are indeed real.
They're real.
still have birds.
So I think they leave that conversation being like, something's up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they make one of them as a spy to get hired in the mayor's office or animal mm-hmm. control. Maybe they get a job with animal control,
mm-hmm.
driving around, and it's kind of like a goofy guy. And he's like, yeah, I don't know what's going on, but these birds, like, he's not in on it.
Clearly.
And he's just completely oblivious, but they're riding around and the guy who's a spy is like seeing that, like, they're doing house calls and somebody's dog is just like going mm-hmm. crazy. And like I tried to give him a bath and he just electrocuted me.
Yeah, don't you think we've established that though?
Yeah. But I think we just kind of build it up, right?
Build it up a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think through that, they start to realize it's the mayor. Like, maybe they camp out and they set up a trap. So, like,
I think a lot of times with spy stuff, so someone ends up in a place they shouldn't be and overhears a conversation or, yeah. or is able to, you know, retrieve some documents, or, you know, maybe they break into the mayor's office, get on the computer and find this whole, like, pages of blueprints for robotic animals or so. So something that is them kind of infiltrating.
I see what you're saying. Mm. What if it's like this? So the kid gets a job in animal control undercover, and they come across some kind of incident where, like, you know, like a fox or something went really amok. So he's there dealing with it, and it's at night. And then, like, the mayor and the vet and a couple other people show up.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, are discussing. The mayor's like, why are these keep malfunctioning?
So you got,
like,
this,
we can't,
like,
keep having this happen.
Glitching
had,
fox.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, this is the third glitchy fox we've had this week.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do it. And he's like, all right, I'll work on it and stuff.
So he's, like, hiding in the back at the wherever.
In a truck or the bushes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he hears them lay out their stuff.
This just reminded me of, remember we were in Colorado and we saw the fox coming out of the truck?
Yeah.
And there were, like, shoes and pants and socks everywhere. And we're like, oh, shit, it's a weird fox.
It was in the back of a truck. Eating, like, out of a fucking Wendy's bag. Yeah. Like,
with thumbs.
but jumped out.
Yeah, but, like, this fucking... Who was driving the truck and put his bag of Wendy's that still had Wendy's in it into the truck, just like, oh, I'll eat this later, and then a fucking fox drops up? No, the dude turned into a fox.
Because there's clothes everywhere, too. It wasn't, I mean, like, and they weren't just in the truck.
He ate the person, too.
There was, like, shoes and then ate his Wendy's on the ground.
Yeah.
Like, there were socks and pants all over the place. It was a werefox.
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
And
I don't see why not.
It happens.
So anyway, they hear the conversation, and then I think they should be like, oh, we got to report it on air. It's completely true. We got to let the people know. And they rush back to the station. They're about to hit record, beam it all through the town, and that's when the robot girl... Pulls the plug out.
Yeah.
Is she really a robot? I mean, maybe she pulls the plug out and they don't know. They're just like...
Well, everything goes bad. And then look.
But they don't know it's her. Yeah.
And then it's her and they're like, why'd you do that, Martha? Martha, why'd you do that? And then she's like, I can't let you guys do this. And then, like...
It's against my programming.
And then she rips off her face and she's a robot. And they're like, oh, God. And then it's an action chasing thing. Mm. And then they got to fight robot lady. Robot Martha, then they're like, all right, our lives are in danger.
Yeah.
And then they infiltrate the mayor's office, or they infiltrate the vet's office, and then they see the vet working on all this stuff, like people, dogs, birds, and they see it all. Like, they're in the factory.
What if they have robot versions of the guys?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, shit.
And then they're gotta fight ready themselves. To replace
us. Yeah.
Yeah, they gotta fight themselves.
They have
themselves.
To fight themselves. Yeah.
That's even worse. I mean, like, so I was originally thinking that the robot girl would be like the big battle, but no, that's a pre battle to the.
I think they go to the factory.
Fighting themselves.
Maybe they fight themselves, and then you know, they end up killing the mayor.
Yeah, I mean, we can't have every person be a robot.
Yeah.
Like, so they fight
the
themselves.
Not a robot. Yeah, the mayor's not a robot.
Yeah.
I think there's just a big throwdown
in
the factory, and it ends up burning it down and, like, leaving.
So maybe they don't, like, maybe it's not like they stab the mayor and kill him. Maybe there's something that happens where the mayor is incapacitated and they leave him in as they destroy the factory, right?
I think it should be a comedic death where he falls, like...
He goes to, like, get them, and then...
I'm raising my hand in excitement. What if one of... There's, like, a robotic bear they were working on, and it malfunctions and eats some.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, like, he just falls into a pit of robot bears.
Yeah.
And he's like, and then...
I love it. Maybe the whole thing, maybe it... Depending on the size of the town, if there's, like, a zoo... They're operating this whole thing out of this because that gives you enough space to store the robotic animals, right?
Well, what if the mayor's, like, ultimate plot is to make a robot Sasquatch to drive tourism to this town, and the Sasquatch is the one that kills him at the end?
Yeah, to say this is the Sasquatch.
Yeah, like they're like, we got you, Mayor. We caught you red-handed.
Yeah.
And he's like, you didn't do it. Or you didn't catch me. And he, like, opens up this door and this big fucking Sasquatch comes out after they like already battle themselves. They have to fight the Sasquatch, but then the Sasquatch ends up killing the mayor, and then the whole factory goes like, up, you know.
What does the Sasquatch do? He somehow learns the difference between right and wrong. And
then, like, they give him too many, like, good human feelings.
Yeah.
And he attacks the mayor.
You know what I think, actually? I think just structure and... Because we can't waste in Robbins, he has to come back.
I thought it could end with him just coming back and complaining his birth got lost again.
I was thinking, like, if he plays this unexpecting, crazy guy,
he should come save them.
He can come somehow help them.
Yeah, like the factory is going up and they can't make it out. Yeah. Tim Robbins lifts this like big burning like timber thing, and he goes, "My fucking bird exploded."
I've been trying to find you guys all night to tell you.
He doesn't even acknowledge that the place is burning.
Yeah, he's just trying to find them to let them know his bird exploded.
It started shooting lasers out of his eyes, and then they exploded.
Like, because the factory going up, it like sends out some kind of transmission and starts blowing up all the robots around town. So
they all blow up.
Yeah. So during all that happens, and that's what kind of glitches out the Sasquatch to kill the mayor, and then the factory starts going up and everything, and then Tim Robbins shows up, and like you can have a shot or something like that of him recognizing the truck that they have, like some news van that they go around town, and that's how he knows they're in there.
That's perfect. So then it cuts forward like 6 months, right? Or 9 months or something. Like things are kind of settled down a little bit.
Yeah.
They have a new mayor. They're doing their show, but
they
like,
got like huge press.
Yeah.
But they have a bigger budget now. Yeah. They're not wasting all that money on that sleazy vet guy. So they're like, you know.
And Tim Robbins shows up and he's like, "My bird."
I was thinking a little bit more subtle, just like
you do like a montage of them doing like book tours on different shows.
Yeah.
And then they also have a random interview with Tim Robbins in there in this like big montage of the guys going to other shows and shit. And
he like talks about his new bird, but I was thinking at the very end, and the last shot.
Yeah.
The last shot is just like you see like a owl come in and it like wigs out. Like, so like they're still robot birds.
Yeah.
But
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's not over. Like setting up a part two.
Yeah. Part two.
Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah.
Cool. I think we got a movie there.
I like it.
We got something.
So we're casting this.
I mean, movie.
This.
Movie's strong language.
But so we're casting something. This with the, whatchamacallit, guys?
We don't have to. I mean, let's take it seriously.
I think that dynamic and that vibe is what we're going for.
I think it is. Yeah. They are older, though, but I think that's fine. Mm-hmm. I think it adds a little bit to them creeping on this, like, 20-year-old college girl, too, because they're, like, in their mid-30s.
I don't know if they need the creep, but they're just, like...
Well, at least one of them.
They're flattered, you know? Like, they're all, like, she's charming, and they're,
maybe
their guard
one of them's
is let
a creep,
down.
Mm-hmm.
And the other ones kind of call him out on it and shit, you know? And then
we're saying Selena Gomez as the gal, who turns into a robot.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're saying
Seth MacFarlane is the mayor,
Glenn Howerton as the vet, and
Tim Robbins is the bird guy.
Okay, I think
that's
the main cast.
Most of it, and then you
so Blake Anderson, Adam Devine, and Anders Holm.
Anders Holm. Cool. I knew he was like fucking Swedish or something. I couldn't remember.
Yeah. And I think like there should be like an older lady who maybe like runs the grocery store who like is pretty antagonistic to them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Dame Judi Dench. She can do it all.
She can do it all.
So yeah.
Sweet.
Sounds good. What are we calling
it? That is a movie.
Thing?
What are we calling it?
Birds Aren't Real.
Do you think there's some copyright issue there?
It's a movement.
It's a movement.
Thought.
Yeah. Okay.
This sounds like a movie that I would enjoy getting drunk and watching when it was on DVD.
Yeah, this is good. Just catching it at like midnight while you're finishing up, getting drunk and
as you're eating whatever disgusting food you got.
Yeah,
a straight to Amazon.
Yeah,
I think this could be a Hulu exclusive.
Yeah,
Hulu. Ooh,
yeah.
You think we're stepping up or stepping down? I'm not sure.
It's a little to the side.
Sidestep. I mean, Netflix had 2 Oscar nominated movies.
Yeah.
The other 2 did not have any.
Yeah.
So Netflix step up, Hulu is step to the side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Is it called Birds Aren't Real?
Birds Aren't Real.
I feel like that's giving away our big like reveal or anything.
I agree. I think we need a better name.
Birds Aren't Real?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it gives away the whole entire premise of the movie.
I mean, I'm sure people would know by the trailer. The whole thing is Birds Aren't Real.
Yeah, I think, I mean...
Is your bird real?
You make a better trailer if it gives away the ending. You don't pull a Terminator Salvation and tell everyone that the main character is a robot in the trailer because it fucking ruins the whole movie.
Yeah.
I'm not bitter.
What about...
Give away the one reveal you could have in the
movie. Yeah, the one mystery of the whole thing. Yeah.
What about Birds Aren't Real? I mean, that's like the little carrot that gets you to come in. It's like, oh, it's a movie about birds who aren't real. But I don't know what's going to happen. Mm. I don't know why they're not real. I don't know that the other animals aren't real.
I don't know any of it. Yeah.
Mm. It's just a little nugget.
Yeah, it doesn't mention Sasquatch at all. So I think that's like a good...
I forgot about the Sasquatch. Yeah, that's going to be fun to put into the poster, right?
Yeah. Just Sasquatch over top of... Did you make like Seth MacFarlane being ripped in half by a robo Sasquatch?
Yeah. I love it.
You got like Seth MacFarlane behind this just giant figure with just the eyes.
The two red eyes. The eyes of Squatch. And then it's just Birds Aren't Real and you're like, what the fuck is this about?
Yeah.
There's a furry month. There's Chewbacca and the guy from Family Guy. And somehow Birds Aren't Real and that fits into this whole thing.
All right. Well, that is another episode of Script Prompt 2. Thanks for listening. Check us out on all of the social media sites. Listen to us with your real dog, or real bird, or real cat. Or are they?
And get those fake animals to rate, review, and subscribe. That gets us up on the list on Apple, and that can be helpful.
Yes, and like we've been saying, that if you can get us 20 more listeners, if you refer us 20 more listeners... We will give you a single admission ticket to see Little Women starring Dame Judi Dench, Dame Laura Dern, Florrie Pugh. There's a pug.
Pug.
It's Pug.
Florrie Pug.
Miss Pug.
It's like Hug Jackson, right? Or Hug Grant.
Yeah.
Yes. The H is silent.
Yeah.
Yes.
Her and Hermione Granger.
And as I've been saying, that is a lie, but you should listen and share our show anyway.
I'll put up. I will give you a single admission ticket to Little Women. I won't even make it a matinee, whatever time you want.
Okay, that's great. Awesome. Bye.
Later.
Say something.
You just said bye.
You should
say something. It's over now.